Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia, the supervisor requested. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Dorothy McCarthy, and I'm calling in because I had a charge on my credit card I wasn't aware of. And speaking with the lady that answered the phone, she said it was for some earbuds that I got as a free gift for $6. And I received these, and they're still in the box. I've never opened them. And apparently in the box, I guess, is a note saying in 14 days you'll be charged. And I did not know this ahead of time. It wasn't on the survey information. And in order to send them back, they're charging me $9.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So, could you provide me your first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes?
Yes, it's Dorothy McCarthy, 8055 Medlock Way, Warrenton, Virginia, 20187.
Thank you so much for that information. So I do understand that there were a purchase that was made for earbuds back on the 26th of February. It was a product that you got to test out for 14 days. And if you did not give us a call to cancel, then it would continue to automatic rebill. Now, I do understand that they did go ahead and cancel that account out for you. And you did receive the earbuds, correct?
I did. They're still in the box. I haven't even opened them yet. They're still in the box.
So we don't take the product back. However, give me one. Well, actually, no, I can't say that. Let me make sure. Let's see.
So when I took the survey did not say anything about a $14. I mean, a 14-day.
So it did have that information within the terms and conditions, and if after you completed the survey, then it, you know, would provide that information. I definitely do understand that, you know, you probably didn't see it or click on the terms and conditions, but they were there, ma'am. Now, I can provide you a 35% refund, and you won't have to go through that process of returning the product.
Well, no, I don't want the earbuds, period.
I can go up to a 50% refund, and you'll get 50% back, and you'll keep the raw product.
So why can't I just return them, like the girl said?
You will have everything will be within your discretion, ma'am. You will have to pay to return them, and they'll also take a $9.95 restocking fee. So if you want to go through that whole process, then you can. But you know, I'd just rather get the 50% refund.
All right, let me start with my credit card company to dispute the charge.
You have every right to do so, ma'am. By disputing that charge, what's going to happen? They're going to contact us. We're going to provide those terms, conditions, and that tracking number showing you received the product. And at that point, you will become eligible for a refund. And by claiming a false fraud, you could possibly charge a federal fine as well. So
well, that's fine.
I can go ahead and put it.
I will give you a call back. Thank you so much.
I can